Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate once again as we move forward through the balance of this week and into the weekend. First, we'll deal with a wintry mix of precipitation in some areas, and then we'll turn most of the precipitation to snow, increase the wind, and force much colder temperatures into the region. By the first part of next week, it'll be a winter wonderland in the western parts of the Corn Belt, maybe in some northern areas of the Eastern Belt as well, and perhaps we'll be seeing temperatures dropping close to zero in some locations and well below zero out in hard red winter wheat country. The change in weather is going to be relatively short term, but it will certainly be potent, and the change in temperatures will be significant enough that most everybody is going to feel it. A stronger demand for heating fuel will likely come out of this as well. We do expect a little wintry mix of precipitation to occur today across parts of the western Corn Belt. We've already seen some of that during the morning hours today, and we will continue to see that expand to the north from Kansas and Missouri into Minnesota and Wisconsin as we go through the day. Most of the precipitation is going to be light, but rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow will likely impact some of those areas. Moisture content will likely run upwards to a couple tenths of an inch, not much more than that. As time moves along through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll see a new low pressure center form in Kansas, and that low pressure system is expected to evolve further and move to the northeast. As we go into Thursday night and Friday, it will have an impact on much of the Midwest, with rain likely in the eastern portions of the region and snow and possibly a wintry mix of precipitation types occurring in the western portions of the Corn Belt and across parts of the north as well. Most of the significant snow will occur from parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and the Dakotas into Wisconsin and portions of Michigan as we get into the Friday-Saturday time period. The snow will be sufficient in protecting winter crops in the central U.S. plains and western parts of the Corn Belt against temperatures that will come down close to, if not below, 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The coldest temperatures will occur Sunday and Monday in the western portions of the Midwest and the plains. We'll expect to see the coldest air in the eastern portions of the Midwest to occur as we move from Sunday into Monday. Snow is expected to occur briefly in some of the eastern portions of the Midwest, but it's questionable as to how much accumulation will likely take place. The cold surface high pressure center will clear the skies out later in the weekend and force those temperatures down well below average. The cold is only going to last for a couple of days. There will be a little reinforcing shot of cooler air as we get into the middle and latter parts of next week, but that is not likely to generate nearly as much cold air as what we'll see here on Sunday and Monday. It'll still be cooler biased across parts of the Midwest for a little while next week, though. And then we'll look for perhaps another chance for precipitation to come back across the region when we start up a more meaningful warming trend. In the meantime, it looks like really the majority of the significant precipitation will be confined to today into Saturday for much of the Midwest. Down in South America, the weather conditions continue to be favoring improvements for northern portions of Brazil's crop country. This will include Mato Grosso, as well as Goiás, Tocantins, and western Bahia. These areas will see significant improvements in moisture in the soil, and crops will respond positively, and we'll see a lot less stress occurring across the country for a while. Southern portions of Brazil will stay abundantly moist, and it looks like Argentina will see some pockets of drying for a while. Argentina got plenty of rain earlier this week, and a little dry down might be beneficial, especially for their wheat harvest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.